The folly of fear. If our faith were but more simple, we would take him at his word. So go the words of a dearly loved hymn, with a truth we often miss. But how often do we receive hymns and read scriptures in pure unbelief? Over the past few years, God has brought me back to this truth many times. Everything of sin results in misery, depression, hurt, pain and disappointment, while all that comes from God is good, pure, holy, just, gracious and loving. This truth permeates the warp and weft of Scripture from beginning to end. If our faith were but more simple, we would take him at his word. Throughout the Word of God, we are repeatedly told not to fear. Yet how many born-again devotees of Christ are choked with fear? It is now a scientifically proven fact that as fear increases, so faith decreases. Research now confirms that worry and concerns of life envelop our thinking, for worry is the root cause for the vast majority of life's problems, resulting in sickness of body and sickness of soul. Yet Scripture has repeatedly implored us to fear not, and Scripture shows the pernicious stream that flows from fear and its tributaries: worry, anger, irritation, sickness, disappointment, hurt, pain, discomfort, distress, disorientation, despair, and finally death. Oh, what folly it is to fear, when God's word repeatedly reminds us, "Fear not." "Fear not" were the first words of grace spoken to that little band of shepherds. Shepherds on a lonely hill in the little town of Bethlehem. "Fear not," the angelic messenger proclaimed. "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the anointed of God, the Lord Jesus Christ." For 4,000 years, fallen man in a fallen world waited for the seed of the woman. And silently, secretly, deep within each generation, the seed traversed the centuries. Adam, Seth, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Israel, Boaz, David, Nathan, Mary, Jesus. He was born to die, that men might live. He was born to be made vile sin, that sinners might be made pure and perfect. He was born to be broken, that sin-shattered man might be made whole. He was born to be wounded, that damaged, traumatized man might be made new. He was born to bring the despairing comfort, hope, and joy that was lost in Eden's realm. He came to bind up and heal the broken, blooded, wounded heart. This good news announced the eternal life penetrating the dying terrestrial world. This good news of great joy shows us unequivocally that God delights in mercy. This angelically proclaimed gospel message announced deliverance. Deliverance from sin. Deliverance from all sin. Deliverance from all the effects of sin. Deliverance from all the power of sin. Deliverance from all the effects and all the power of all sin. deliverance from sin, the great cause of shame, guilt, misery, suffering, damnation, and death. Fear not, were the first words this message proclaimed. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear. The first sin-soaked emotion felt by the first fallen, sin-soaked man. And he said, I heard thy voice, and I was afraid. I was fearful. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself behind a fig apron. The once innocent, God-conscious man became the guilty, self-conscious sinner. I tried to cover my own embarrassment with the work of my hand. I tried to recover my former glory with my own effort. I failed. I hid myself. I was afraid. And fear translated into contempt. It's your fault, God, the woman you gave me. And thus fear, shame, contempt, and rage have been the hallmark of prideful man. Prideful man who needs but to acknowledge his sin. Prideful man who needs but to kneel in humble repentance before God. This same sick sin that reared its ugly, satanic, serpentine skull in the garden is the same disintegrating disease that destroys mankind today, is the same destructive, savage decay used to shipwreck the faith of saints. That sin starts with pride. I will be as God. I will be my own God and do it my way. It continues with self-consciousness, fear, shame, condemnation, ruin. Sin exposes the nakedness of our sin. God provides the covering of righteousness. For unto you is born the Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. The tidings of great joy declared to the little shepherd band were indeed for all men, for all have sinned, and all fall short of God's glory, and all men need a Saviour. 2,000 years ago, the infinite, the Almighty One stooped down into time so that he could pick up you, a lost, worthless, shame-ridden, miserable worm, so that he could pick up me, an equally lost, worthless, shame-ridden, miserable worm, so that he could raise us both up into newness of life, so that we could both become his heavenly joint heirs.